Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome. I'm sorry to tell you, yes, it's Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, I'm sorry, the weekend is over, and we are back to Monday now. But let's try to make the best of it, shall we? Okay. It's the 30th of March, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Oh, Hillary Clinton is back in the news, and you can guess what that's for. Yes, yes, it has to do with her using her personal email during her days of Secretary of State of the U.S. Now, it seems that the members of the House of Representatives over in the U.S. were hoping to get a look at Clinton's personal email server. Unfortunately, they got a big disappointment. It seems that Clinton's attorney has confirmed to the House committee Mrs. Clinton chose not to keep personal messages after their 60-day limit. So basically, in layman's terms, that server's been wiped clean. That means there's no going back to see her mail from the Secretary of State days beyond that 30,490 messages that we know of. That's roughly half of what's supposed to be there. Oh, the political struggle continues. But who knows, let's give Mrs. Clinton the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was Bill's fault that the server got wiped clean. Oh no, I didn't know Hillary was using the same server I was using to store my porn. Staying in the Washington, D.C. capital of news, you might remember, just a few months ago. Wasn't that long ago, the FBI was actually saying, you know what, you should keep your stuff secure. It's in your best interest. You should enable encryption on your handsets. You should use protective pins. I guess they don't feel that way anymore. As part of their ongoing website redesign, advice about using encryption and protective pins has completely vanished from the FBI website. So it's appearing now that the Bureau wants your data and you to be completely insecure. It makes their job a little easier. According to the folks over at TechDirt, the FBI website previously included an advice section on safety tips to protect your mobile data. That is now completely gone. I know you're thinking, okay, maybe they just forgot to put it up there. Maybe, you know, they're redesigning, it's an afterthought. Well, this might change your mind. Back on Wednesday last week, you may not have heard this because it was very low under the radar, but the FBI Director James Comey actually said he's making a call for a ban on encryption and saying it's something that he's been pursuing for quite some time now. Have you got an Uber account? What do you think your Uber account is worth? Well, to some hackers, it seems to be worth about a dollar. Yep, $1. Yeah, there seemed to be a breach on Uber over the weekend, targeting people's accounts, all their information there, and then being sold on the dark, deep web for as little as a dollar. Some are going for $5, some you can pick up for a dollar, maybe a couple of bucks. There's not really any word yet on who is actually responsible for this at the time of doing the show. Could be Lizard Squad, you never know, you always hear about Lizard Squad. Or it could just be people that are not happy with Uber in the first place. Regardless, if you've got an account, it's best you go do something about it about right now, because you might have already been sold. Sad day for our Canadian geeks and listeners. Future Shop. Yeah, you're probably familiar with that place, although apparently not that familiar, because a lot of you haven't went there. That's why Best Buy is closing it down. Yes, say goodbye to Future Shop and hello to Best Buy, because that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to convert 65 locations into Best Buy stores, get this, within a week, while 66 others are just going to be closing immediately. Apparently, Future Shop couldn't predict its own future. And finally, seems NASA's feeling that little space station that's up above us right now, just floating around above the globe. He's getting old. Need an upgrade. And it seems that NASA wants to team up with the Russians. Yes, very much so. They want to build a very new futuristic international space station. It seems that the U.S. and Russia are going to be teaming up to build the ISS 2.0 once the current one's funding runs out in 2024. Can you believe that? That thing's still going to be up there until 2024. You think it'll last? I'm not so sure. Now, this time around, though, it's going to work a little bit different. Not only the U.S. and the Russians looking to other countries to kind of chip in on the new ISS, they also want the private industry to stick their head on in and say, yeah, what do you need? A coffee pot? Or, well, you know, what do you need? So far, this has kind of been hush-hush, so nothing is actually confirmed in an official statement, but it seems the plans are trying to come together to make this happen. Maybe we're waiting on Putin.
Fine. I give you money for a space station, but I have one request. You let me go to space station and let me float around naked.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, hopefully with a little bit more news. It was a slow weekend for tech, it's got to be said. But anyway, I hope you have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. And thank you so much for listening.